They always say to be the best, you got to win Key West. And I did make a promise that I would drink El Bandito on the podium. And we did so out of the World Championship Cup. Hi, this is Steve Miklos, 2023 World Champion, Mod V Super V with Hooters El Bandito Sunprint. And you're listening to WGN.
720 WGN High atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio. Excited to have newly crowned a world champion, national champion, fresh from the race world, Key West World Championship. It's throttle man for the Hooters, El Bandito Yankee Boat, the one and only Steve Miklos. Welcome to WGN.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you. Now, Steve, anytime, you know, you can win a world championship, regardless of what it is, what sport, in what area, when you can call yourself a world champion, that's pretty rarefied air. I mean, so how does it feel? It's been a few days, right? Is it the kind of thing that's just got to sink in, or for you guys, it's just business as usual?
You know, it feels great. Obviously, we won the national and the world championship, but we're already focused on next year. You know, you walk into next year and you got a target on your back and you got nowhere to go but down.
I mean, that's a very professional thing to say. That's very diplomatic, you know, the 110%, always focusing on next year. I saw some of the videos from the excitement, people getting autographs, people wanting to celebrate for you. So a lot of your fans aren't already looking to next year. They want to kind of bask in the glow of this one. Talk about that. So you guys win, you get out, you've won the championship. How soon after, based on the way that it's set up, did you know right away? Do you have like computers or radios? Did you know immediately that you won, or did you have to be told, or did they kind of tabulate the scores? How does it work?
So in this case, we knew. We just had to get through scrutineering, which we weren't worried about, just the technical part of the boat, that everything was there. We knew we had no course infractions. We knew who we had to beat for. It's a best of three race in Key West. So it's Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. Sunday is double points, which is in a further distance. So we knew going in who we had to beat. We also knew we didn't have to win on Sunday. So that's why we ran second place. And also the first place pace was quite brisk also, my good friend Britt Lilly.
Yep. So you knew that you had it based on the way that it's set up and the point system over
yes.
time, kind of like a World Series, right? You don't win it in one game. It takes a tally on a series type thing. And so you got a chance to win it. Now to do it right there in Key West, the Key West World Championship, and you guys race all over the place. Talk a little bit about the unique environment there. I'm sure the listeners, they all think of Key West is an awesome place. You know, you've got the festivities, you've got the bar culture, you've got the fun culture, you've got, you know, all of those great beaches and the weather. It's a special place to win.
Oh, absolutely. You know, they always say to be the best, you got to win Key West. And there's a lot of distractions in Key West. So, you know, you race on Wednesday, then Thursday is an off day, but you're doing repairs. We had quite a bit of contact on Wednesday to the boat, so we were stabilizing that. We were unable to test, so we went into Friday, but we were confident in the package we had. But then again, it's Friday night. There's a giant street parade there. There's like 50,000 people in town. There's a lot of alcohol moving around and such. So Saturday, you know, we've got to get up and make sure the boat is everything for Sunday and, you know, keeping the team focused and dealing with the media spots and all the other things. It is a little bit of a management issue to make sure, you know, Sunday morning. But the biggest thing in Key West is understanding the weather and the tides. And so that's a moment by moment situation. The race course changed quite distinctly during the Sunday race, during the final. We were expecting it, and fortunately it came to us.
I know that there's been some kind of bad weather in Florida over the last couple of days, and to have everybody there, you mentioned 50,000 people, a parade, all of those teams. I mean, it is not an insignificant thing to even bring the teams down there. It's a lot that goes into it. It's a big undertaking. And the weather in any kind of racing, you know, whether it's the barometric pressure, you know, in NHRA, or whether it's rain in NASCAR. And of course, we cover a ton on the racing side. I don't know that any of them are more affected than you guys. Right. And so what would happen if the weather became too much of a factor, or is it just something everyone has to deal with equally?
Well, you have to deal with it. You know, the interesting thing that differentiates boat racing from a lot of other racing is the track is moving. So, you know, as the tide and the wind changes, it can be quite a bit. Now, we have the ability in the boat to add water ballast to the front if it gets rougher. So that was one of our plans when we were anticipating the wind picking up. We didn't want to fully commit to that. So we balanced the boat reasonable, and then we did the best with movable water ballast to get it through lap 4 through 10.
So it's kind of like a crew chief situation. And talk a little bit about the team. Let the listeners know we're talking with Steve Miklos. He is the throttle man for the Hooters El Bandido Yankee World Champion boat going on right now. So talk about like just that process, because obviously you've got a guy that's steering, right? You're on the throttle, but there is so much more to the planning and strategy with the race.
Oh, absolutely. So we have, Stephen Furman is on the wheel. Super great, very confident driver. His father, Eric, is on the radio, and he's usually joined by our team manager, Ernie Pollock, who has some health issues right now. So we always like to look out for Ernie and call him out. We also have our crew, which is Stephen's wife, Kaylee, Stephen's mom, and then another crew member who goes by Gator.
Tammy had met Tammy, our mutual friend. She had mentioned Gator, and I was wondering if that was his given name. But in a place like Florida, perfectly natural.
Yeah, I think it was given to him by a gator. But yes, we do have a gator on the team, and he does answer to Gator, and he's also quite comfortable with gators.
Wait a minute. So some of our listeners are probably texting in about, you know, Happy Gilmore and all that kind of stuff. So was he ever attacked by a gator? Does Gator have a wooden hand?
Gator has all of his digits. He has been bitten before, but he is a friend to all gators worldwide, even if he shouldn't be.
Now, as a veteran in the sport, and you guys, we mentioned it in the intro, whether this was, you know, it's an amazing event anytime you can win a world championship, but business as usual, you guys are used to success and being successful. Give a little roundup too, you know, national champion, world champs, but you guys have been one of those top teams for a while.
Yeah, I started racing in 91. Steven started racing in 2015. So I've won 12 world championships, quite a few in Key West.
Wow.
Pretty well have raced everywhere there is to race in powerboats. We've won a lot of national championships. We hold the single engine speed record from Miami to Bimini and back. So we've been doing this a long time. We're a seasoned team. We have a great builder, engine builder, and Frank McComas from Scorpion Engines. He's a big part of our team, too. And we also have a stern drive guy, Craig Colabella, who's awesome. And there's just a piece for everything. We have a propeller guy, Mike Markenstein. There's, you know, there's vendors and friends and help. And it takes quite a few people. These things are mechanical monsters to get them across the finish line and, you know, in a good finishing position.
Well, you and the Dream Team have it dialed in. And you think about other partners that you have along with it. And so talk a little bit about that. Obviously, El Bandido Yankee, the official tequila of race day, do a ton of things, and super excited to be able to be a part of your success, share in a little bit, help celebrate, you know, with the sort of the festive nature of the tequila side of things. But also you have Hooters too. Let's talk a little bit about some of the partners that went across the finish line with you.
Well, so, you know, Hooters is a big part of the team, as is Sunprint Management, which is my company. They're the title sponsor, actually, on the boat. And, you know, we're super happy to have El Bandido Yankee Tequila on board. They've been great. They've really brought a new energy to the team. I did make a promise that I would drink El Bandido on the podium, and we did so out of the World Championship Cup. We probably drank too much also.
No, well, I don't think there's any way to do that. Everything in moderation except El Bandido Yankee, and probably you could drink it out of the cup. It'd be better than maybe, you know, hot wing sauce, which might be less comfortable, right? But you can enjoy
absolutely
those.
And better than drinking it out of your shoe too, it turns out.
So here's the thing, is coming off a World Championship, and you already mentioned that even just a few days out, you're already looking for that next one, looking for next season, kind of figuring it out. So what does it look like? What does the off season look like? How long do you get to sort of decompress? Is there a season to it? And then what's next year for you?
We'll be back at it in April. We've already started disassembling the boat and working on some upgrades for next year. We know that particularly the LSB Brit Lilly team was very fast. And, you know, they're going to be hard to deal with next year. And, you know, we intend to close that gap and get on the other side of it.
It's going to be great. So where do you relax? You're already on a regular, you know, people go to work. They're going to work right now here in Chicago, and they're thinking to themselves, they don't live in Key West. They don't work in Key West. Your place of business, you know, the desk right there is right in some of those destinations that people aspire to. So where does Steve Miklos, where do you rest and relax? Where do you recharge in the off season?
Well, I live in Newport Richey, and we mainly around here, it's pretty relaxed where we're at, and we don't find the boat working on the boat that stressful. We are, we're going to have a big El Bandido Tequila blowout at the social in Newport Richey to celebrate the season here very shortly. So we look forward to that.
for those people that are able to celebrate with you. Obviously, so many fans got a chance to high five you, see you down there in Key West. But those people want to keep up with you, follow the team. And of course, into next year, an inevitable world championship coming up with El Bandido, with Hooters, with all of that stuff happening next year. Do you have social media wise where people can go to keep up?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can find us on Facebook and Instagram under Sunprint Racing. And then I believe El Bandido also has a option for that also.
We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all of that. Steve, congratulations again. Can't thank you enough for everything that you're doing to help fans break out the Bandido in so many different ways. And of course, leading, you know, the racing world, carrying that torch on the world championship side, on the boat side as well. So thanks so much for everything you're doing. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
All right. Thanks for having me. And I was born in Streeter, Illinois, so I feel for everybody up there in Chicago. I know what that weather's like, and it's better in Florida.
Yeah, follow. See, he can be your inspiration, right? Follow his example. Follow Steve Miklos to Florida. That's what you need to do. All right.
Well, I'm not saying move, but the weather is better.